First game of the weekend is in the books. Vermont 4, Merrimack 2. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And so, Scott, first period, pretty even, it seemed, most of our, you know, back and forth. You guys had the power play late in the first period, get the goal from Nick Pierre very late in the first period. So, you know, a goal late in the period oftentimes can be, you know, a momentum booster. But second period, it seemed like it went the other way.
Yeah, I just thought they outworked us. And the puck came, we played really slow with the puck, and they played really fast without it. And they defended us really well, and you know, we kept trying to go through them, and you know, you just can't do that. And that's why we played so much in our own end, because neutral zone turnovers usually end up in your own zone. You're playing defense, and that is not the recipe for success, obviously.
Seemed like there were times, you know, maybe you guys were trying to see if you could just get it in back behind them, get, you know, behind their defense, but it was tough at those times, it seemed, to be able to actually get there and win the battles to get the puck.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you got to make the commitment to dump it. Then when you get there, you got to arrive, you know, with your stick on the ice and through his stick, and we just didn't do that. Our habits tonight weren't very good, and I thought our work ethic came late. But I just thought that they had both those things really dialed in from the beginning, and that's why they won the game kind of going away.
You were able to kill two Vermont power plays in the first period. Then they got the two goals on the power play in the second period. It seemed like they might have changed some things up instead of going, you know, there was a lot of north-south, I thought, from them in the first period, just getting pucks from the point in. But then in the second period, it seemed like things changed up there, and they were looking for those cross-ice passes there and right in front.
Yeah, they were trying to pull us out, and then go to the back door, which worked, you know, worked once, and then the second time they tried it, almost worked. But yeah, they did a good job of kind of playing off of our PK. The first two were really good, and then you know, even the one, the first one that they scored on, that was a really good PK till the very end, and we just didn't tuck. But you know, it is you know, those things are going to happen when you get out, when you kind of getting outworked, you know, and that's what I thought happened. I don't think there was anything, even on the PK, you know, we worked really hard, but you know, we got outworked, and that's just not, just a bad feeling. It's just a bad feeling.
So even still, it's only a one goal deficit going into the third period, and you're at home, and you know, you faced that before and been able to you know, to deal with that. But it seemed like the first couple shifts of the third period went pretty well. You guys were able to actually generate some chances and you know, get the puck deep and get some chances in. But after that, it seemed like it was tough after that to get shots on goal in particular.
Yeah, I just don't think we got through the neutral zone very well. And they did a really good job, and they won 1-3. But there's only one way to get through that, and that's not by skating it. And we tried to skate it, and it kept coming back at us. And we played pretty slow with the puck, and it came back at us. And so it wasn't a... You know, I think that I give them a lot of credit for they played within their structure really, really well, and we didn't play against it very intelligently.
The way that the game was going, the third goal that made it 3-1 really kind of seemed like it, you know, made it a pretty high mountain to try to climb at that point. But looking at the way that this game went, Max Lundgren, some of the saves that he made, keeping the game, you know, close when it was 2-1, even back when it was 1-1, 3-1, what have you. You know, he faced a lot of pressure from different angles tonight and had a pretty good game again.
Yeah, no, I thought he made some really big saves for us. Really kept us in it a couple of times. 2-1, he made a breakaway save, and and at 3-1, I think he made another save as well, kind of on a breakaway. But no, Max's effort was great tonight. I thought he deserved a better fate. We just didn't get it done for him.
No, you mentioned it to Mike in the press conference, but Zach Bookman took the hit late in the game. Any word yet on his update?
No, we won't know until tomorrow morning. He was pretty shaken up. He got hit pretty hard. Unsuspecting, obviously, because he didn't have the puck, and it was from behind. But you know, weren't able to capitalize on it. But I think Bookie would be okay. But we really won't know till the morning. See how his body reacts tonight.
You had the major power play after that. Trevor Grabel pressed in to you know, to try to help out there on the power play. Thought he did a good job there, and you guys did end up eventually getting a goal.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot going at 3-1, but when they scored the open netter. You know, we went back into the zone. I thought that they might have loosened up a little bit, you know, obvious reasons. And we were able to get a puck through to the net and get a rebound, you know. And that's just something we didn't do most of the night. So it was disappointing.
What has to change tomorrow night as you play them again here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock?
I don't know. Like, we got to watch the video first, and then we just got to play better. But it's more than that, and we got to be ready to play the game against them the way we need to play it against them. And that's going to be north and north, and it's got to be a little bit more urgency and a little bit more desperation with the puck. That's got to be our game tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate your time. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.